Hello, my podcast friends. It's been a long time since I have sat down and recorded. There are a variety of reasons for that we don't really need to get into, but I'm really happy to be here in this moment. And I feel inspired with which the energy that I am showing up right now. I feel like in the past, I would pull my mic out and sit down and try to record. And just was so blocked, so incredibly frustrated and mad at myself because of this, and would just break down and almost came to a point where I resented it, wanted to quit, wanted to give it all up, and was fighting myself. It felt like a constant fight within myself to just hit record and talk. I put the idea of podcasting on the shelf, way up high, way, way, way in the back of my mind. And so this afternoon, I found myself kind of gravitating towards that shelf, kind of getting that microphone up off the shelf and down onto my desk. And it was surprising to me because I didn't expect this. But I feel like I'm at a place, both with recording this, and also with social media in general, with Instagram, that I feel like I'm in a place of authenticity and integrity, and also in a place where I'm not making any promises, which feels really good and liberating to me because I previously, with Sweet Clarity, was very devotional to my routine of like, I need one episode a week. Just one a week, that's my cadence, and I did that for like 2 years, I believe. And I felt like if I was ever going to come back from my break, that I would need to maintain that cadence of like, oh my gosh, once a week, I have to do it. This is a commitment now, which felt daunting. And I think that was part of the limitation because sometimes every week seemed harder and harder to produce something and share thoughts. But now, in this present moment, I have really let go that internal need to commit to something and hold myself to a schedule or a routine that feels too much. There's no need for that. I just feel really good about it. And in terms of Instagram, for a second, just to speak into this, because I'm really excited about a couple things with Instagram. One is I've created a couple new accounts. I've had my like Grayson profile for a long time. And so that itself has seen many, many iterations. Yeah, it's been through a lot. Specifically like taking it to a business account with coaching and promoting myself and trying to attract clients in that way, to then being so repulsed by that energy that I stopped coaching and like lost my identity and didn't know what to post and how to transition back to me, to then kind of getting a feel for that and coming back into just like, okay, I'm sharing my life, I'm sharing my world and whatever is important to me and you know, coming back into that. But regardless, now I've created a couple new accounts that are really fun and fresh feeling. One of them is called The Girls Club, which is a really, really fun project that I am working on with my really good friend Zoe. This is going to be an online community for women to come together, connect, and build this type of sisterhood that I honestly dream of. And at the moment, I don't have this physically in Bali anymore, which is why I am opening it up to virtual, to sisters of the whole world to come together and unite. So basically, the Girls Club profile is part vision board, part graphics, you know, designed by me, and also kind of just like a place to hang out. And there will be more information soon on this, but it's just a fun place for me to play around and not have to put pressure on myself to keep it consistent with my personal profile, let's say. The second account that I just recently made the other day is called Matcha Nomad. This has been a passion project of mine that has really evolved naturally, and I'm really excited for the direction it's going. I have loved matcha for years. I can't even tell you how long it's been and where this started, but for some reason, matcha is like such an important part of my life. I just love it. I'm obsessed with matcha. Early on in my Bali days, I felt called to go try every matcha I could and give it a rating. And so I had that note in my phone for a very long time, never really did anything with it, just kind of let it sit there and would just mentally have a hierarchy of matcha in my area. And then I started to research other places in the world that had good matcha. I started to compile a Google Maps collection of really good matcha all over the world. I started reading blogs. Like, I was just fully invested in the matcha experience. And then the other day I was like, why don't I just make a page? Like my own page dedicated to my ratings, my reviews, and my experiences drinking matcha. Because I am pretty soon about to go on another travel trip around the world, and I have lots of cafes on my radar to try. So it's a process of documenting and sharing and just devoting to matcha. So that has been a really fun passion project on the side. And both of these accounts have really just allowed me to show up and just share parts of me that feel really good and really fun. And there's like no expectation with it. I'm just sharing for the sake of sharing, purely for pleasure. So those projects have been super alive and exciting in my life right now. It's bringing me a lot of joy and happiness. It just feels really good to show up right now in the energy of making no promises and not tying myself to any commitments in terms of what I'm sharing and how I'm sharing and how frequently I'm sharing. Just knowing that I am here and I can share whatever and whenever I want. And that is so freeing. So I'm not going to sit here and say that there will be more of these and you can expect this and I'll be back next week. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. And I think that's the permission that I feel is this sort of theme or message. So to wrap up this episode, I'd like to just offer a moment of reflection and flip this message back to you. Is there any area of your life where you feel inhibited? And are these limitations caused by you? Are they coming from you? It's just something to be aware of. I think we often block ourselves because of our beliefs and thinking it has to be a certain way. Because let me tell you, my friend, it does not. It can be however you want it to be. It can look, it can feel any way you want it to. So our perception of, you know, what we think it has to be, a lot of the times it keeps us small and it keeps us blocked, quite frankly. So is there anywhere in your life where you feel blocked? And just question that. Like, where is this block coming from? Can this block be shifted or put to the side? Can we just delete the block and liberate yourself? Let this be a season of inner liberation. Once we realize that actually our natural state is free, there is truly nothing that we cannot do. Seriously, the sky is the limit. I hope this is inspiring to you, and no promises, right? So I will just end this episode here. I hope you have a beautiful day, and I'm so grateful to each and every one of you that has made it to the end of this episode. And I'm sending you lots and lots of love.